business minister announced plans to build a nuclear fallout shelter at Peterborough and Cambridge.
Three High Court judges have cleared the way for public.
It was announced today that the replacement for the Atlantic Conveyor, the container ship lost in the Falklands conflict, will be built in Japan. A spokesman for Q
moving in, and they say the third world countries like Bolivia, which produce the drug, are suffering from rising violence, economic damage, and political instability.
Tell me true. Jesus crucified. Was it for this that Daddy died? Was it you? Was it me? Did I watch too much TV? Is that a hint of accusation in your eyes? If it wasn't for the nips, being so good at building ships, the yards would still be open on the Clyde. And it can't be much fun for them beneath the rising sun, with all their kids committing suicide. What have we done? Maggie, what have we done? What have we done to England? Just a child then, now I'm only a shown how to feel good and told to feel bad. Strung out behind us, the banners and flags of our possible past lie in tatters and rags. When you're one of the few to land on your feet, what do you do to make ends meet? Make 'em mad, make 'em sad, make 'em add two and two, or make 'em me, or make 'em you. Make 'em do what you want them to. Make 'em laugh, make 'em cry, make 'em lay down and die. Just before dawn, one miserable morning in black 44, when the forward commander was told to sit tight, when he asked that his men be withdrawn, and the generals gave thanks as the other ranks held back the enemy tanks for a while, and the Anzio bridgehead was held for the price of a few hundred ordinary lives. And kind old King George sent Mother a note when he heard that Father was gone. It was, I recall, of a scroll with gold leaf and all, and I found it one day in a drawer of old photographs hidden away, and my eyes still grow damp to remember His Majesty signed with his own rubber stamp. Dark all around, there was frost in the ground when the tigers broke free, and no one survived from the Royal Fusiliers Company C. That's the only time that I can really speak to you. And there is something that I've locked away. A memory that is too painful to withstand the light of day. Between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Mom. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel, and as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, take her frail hand and hold on to the dream. What's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear the standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by road. remote control, and everyone has recourse to the law. And no one kills the children anymore. No one kills the children anymore. Just write off his final scene. Take heed of the dream. Take Button your lip and don't let the shield slip. Take a fresh grip on your bulletproof mask. And if they try to break down your disguise with their questions, put on your brave face and slip over the road for a jog. Fixing your grin as you casually lean on the bar. Laughing too loud at the rest of the world with the boys in. You can hide, hide, hide. Lost in a haze of alcohol, soft middle age. The pie in the sky turned out to be miles too high. And you hide, hide, hide. Brezhnev took Afghanistan and Begin took Beirut. Galtieri took the Union Jack and Maggie over lunch one day took a cruiser with all hands apparently to make him give it back. Take all your overgrown infants away somewhere and build them a home, a little place of their own. The Fletcher Memorial Home for incurable tyrants. Can appear to themselves every day on closed circuit TV to make sure they're still real. It's the only connection. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Reagan and Haig, Mr. Begin and friend, Mrs. Thatcher, the Paisley, Mr. Brezhnev and party, the ghost of McCarthy, and the memories of Nixon. And now, adding color, the group of anonymous Latin American meatpacking glitterati. disembarked in 45. And no one spoke and no one smiled. There were too many spaces in the line. And gathered at the cenotaph, all agreed with hand on heart to sheathe the sacrificial knives. But now she stands upon Southampton dock with her handkerchief and her summer frock, clings to her wet body in the rain. Quiet desperation, knuckles white upon the slippery reins, she bravely waves the boys goodbye again. Tear-stained eyes, I can barely define the shape of this moment in time. And far from flying high in clear blue skies, I'm spiraling down to the hole in the ground where I hide. If you negotiate the minefield in the ride and beat the dogs and cheat the cold electronic eyes, and if you make it past the shotguns in the hall, dial the combination, open the priest hole, and if I'm in, I'll tell you. There's a kid who had a big hallucination, making love to girls in magazines. He wonders if you're sleeping with your new. And if I show you my dark side, will you still hold me? And if I open my heart to you, show you my weak side, what would you do? Would you sell your story to Rolling Stone? Would you take the children away phone rang. I never had the nerve to make the final cut. suffer premonitions, confirm suspicions of the Holocaust to come. The rusty wire that holds the cord that keeps the anger in. Gives way and suddenly it's day again. The sun is in the east, even though the day is done. Two suns in the sunset. Leaving only charcoal to defend.